Justin Fluke with you as we talk Colton Wildcat basketball now with girls head coach Leslie Eleanor joining us first up. Lady Cats have had two games since the return of the Christmas break, and coach, it seems like every game there seems to be some good and some bad, but man, the good was at the start of the game against Hiawatha, and you never really kind of know, I guess, after a two-week hiatus and some time away from the court, at least playing games, but man, against Hiawatha, the girls came out really strong, had a first quarter lead, it was 14-13 at the end of one, and then the wheels just kind of came off there in that second quarter, one of those lapses that that's happened a few too many times, of course, but a lapse where you don't hit a field goal in the second quarter, and the rest of the game, I guess, pretty even. But talk about that, just the game back against Hiawatha coming out of the break, and kind of what you saw from your perspective.
Yeah, we sacked some really good practices over break. It's always nice to get together, and you can practice for a little bit longer, and the girls don't have a lot to think about other than basketball, so I felt like that contributed to some of our success in the Hiawatha game, especially in that first half. But yeah, when things are going well, we've got to just maintain that, and then when things don't go so well, I think that we need to respond better, and so working on taking care of the ball, and that'll come with more experience as we play more games. But yeah, still working on stacking four quarters together.
One of the other positives, I think that Hiawatha game was like the third straight double-double for Becca Lassie. You think she had 13 points against Hiawatha, and she had 7 in the first quarter, but it seems like maybe that's one of the things you worked on, and she had a bit of a height advantage in your last couple of games as well. But are you trying to work more through her offensively and at least get some touches with her size to help create other offensive opportunities?
Yes, 100%. We are really trying to get the ball to Becca inside. She does an excellent job being tough inside, and when they start double and triple teaming her, she does a great job of finding her teammates on the perimeter. So we always tell them before every game, inside out, inside out. And if Becca's working her tail off, get her the ball.
Yeah, the game Tuesday night ended up falling to Riley County 58-28, and Riley County is ranked number 8 in the state. And, man, it was the first quarter that was kind of the slow one, and then a girl that averages 5 points a game and hadn't made 5 threes all year comes out and makes 5 threes in the first quarter. I know you're calling timeouts and frustrated, but obviously Bell Hancock kind of set the tone in that game, and Riley County, unfortunately, kind of just buried things after that first quarter.
Yeah, that was definitely not on the scout, but we talked about it. They were missing two of their kind of key players, a girl off the bench and one of their starters, and I was telling them number 3 just really stepped up in a big way for their team, because that, yeah, like you had said, that's not something that we had put on the scout. She had hardly hit threes, so you challenge your girls to play good defense, but when you're not expecting that, that's kind of hard to battle. But I feel like in the second quarter, we kind of stopped the bleed a little bit, and then obviously got away from us in the third.
Let's talk perspective a little bit, Coach, because I think, you know, with your game coming up Friday now at Silver Lake, that's going to be the fourth game in a row that you've played against a ranked team. And we knew the schedule was going to be tough, and we obviously knew you didn't have a lot of experience, and it was a tough learning curve already. But how are you trying to keep things in perspective with the girls? I know they're hungry for a win and looking for some positives and confidence to build off of, but man, it's like your schedule just doesn't lit up right now, and it has to be a challenging opportunity.
I think we do try to keep it in perspective for the girls and help them realize the tough teams that they are playing, and try to point out the things that are going well and really trying to build on our improvements, or the things that we were trying to improve on, making it not all about wins and losses, but instead trying to look at the positives. For example, Riley County, it might not have gone our way, but we ran our offense better than we have for a very long time. So trying to really show the girls that we are making improvements and keeping it positive in that way.
You bet. And the goal, of course, is that those things will pay off when the schedule does maybe at least lit up just a little bit, at least not with ranked teams on the schedule here, 4 consecutive games. But Friday at Silver Lake, then next Tuesday, we look forward to the home game against Sabetha. So best of luck, Coach, in those contests, and thanks for your time as always.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
Coach Eleanor of the Holton Lady Cats will talk Wildcat boys basketball after this timeout.